All right, beautiful ladies, welcome back to Thyroid Strong Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Emily Kybird, chiropractor, functional medicine coach, and practitioner. And today we are talking about something that most people miss when they are on their Hashi healing journey, especially when they are trying to heal their gut, reverse autoimmunity symptoms, and recover potentially from something like mold. And today we are talking about the terrain theory. So oftentimes we focus on killing, removing, but the second part of the healing journey is rebuilding you as a host to be as robust and resilient as possible, because exposure to parasites, to mold, to H. pylori, to SIBO, to gut infections, it's not if, but when. Exposure is inevitable. So if we make our terrain, our inner environment, as robust as possible, then we become a less susceptible host. Because let's be honest, how many times has someone walked into a room that has mold and they feel terrible? This might be you. This is me. I'm a canary in the coal mine. And then there's someone else who walks into the same room and they are totally fine. Part of that is genetics, for sure. But part of that is your inner terrain, is you as a host are more susceptible. You know, I have two different kids. My older kid grew up in a moldy home. He gets sick all the time. He gets dark circles under his eyes. He has more food sensitivities. My younger one, more robust, more resilient. She doesn't get sick as much. And so as we start to look at the healing process, it's not only remove the bad, remove the bacterial overgrowth, the fungal overgrowth, the yeast, the mold exposure that could be triggering Hashimoto symptoms, increasing inflammation, making you feel terrible, gaining weight, brain foggy. But then also the second part of that that often gets missed is making yourself the most robust, resilient woman, mom that you can be, so you don't get taken down the next time you do get exposed. So that is what we are going to talk about today. The terrain theory really shifts the question from how do I kill this bug to why was my body vulnerable in the first place? Let's take H. pylori. About 50% of the United States carries H. pylori, which is a bacteria in the stomach that suppresses your own stomach acid production. And if you are not producing stomach acid, you are not breaking down your food. And if you're not breaking down your food, causing your gut to work harder, which could lead to bloat, could lead to leaky gut, it's probably causing you to not absorb the nutrients or break down the nutrients that you are eating. So for example, 50% of the US population has H. pylori, but only 10 to 20% show symptoms. Why do those 10 to 20% show symptoms? Probably because their body was more vulnerable in the first place. If we can keep our internal ecosystem resilient, exposures won't take us down. That is the goal. So let's talk about the terrain theory as it relates to gut health. Oftentimes, we are focusing on the kill phase, but there's also the rebuild phase. Gut infections often come back. Like, I've had people address H. pylori over and over and over again, three times over, address SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, over and over again, because the terrain, their inner ecosystem, was never rebuilt. We can use antimicrobials to kill gut infections, but then we need to repopulate and repair our inner microbe, not only our gut, but in our mouth. So we can use antimicrobials. We can use antimicrobials to repopulate and repair with intention. The microbiome, your internal, think of it as like your internal rainforest. We can repopulate this after a kill phase or a remove phase with prebiotics. Prebiotics are not often talked about. You hear all the time about probiotics. Probiotics are the good gut bacteria, the good gut bugs. Research shows that after 2 months, repopulating with more probiotics is not that advantageous. Prebiotics are more advantageous at that period, which are the food that feeds the existing bacteria. Polyphenols, short-chain fatty acids, also can create diversity in the internal microbiome, or you can think of like the internal rainforest in your body, to make you more resilient and robust. Secretory IgA, which often goes low, these are the soldiers in your gut that when they've been fighting for something for a long time, they die off. There's less soldiers to fight foreign invaders and material. We need to support that secretory IgA after the kill phase. We do this with using things like high-dose L-glutamine, zinc carnosine, and colostrum. If we're going on this riff of rainforests, our digestive fire, the stoking of our metabolism, the breaking down of our food, is that digestive fire is a terrain defense. Hashimoto's, for example, low stomach acid, super common, especially if we have H. pylori. When our stomach acid is low, we risk having more pathogens coming and invading our body and our terrain. The way we approach this is to restore our body's own production of stomach acid. It could be addressing an underlying H. pylori infection. But once we address it, we now want to support your own production of that digestive fire. So digestive enzymes, bile support, proper HCl, betaine HCl, taking a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar 10 minutes before you eat to produce and stimulate your body's own production of digestive enzymes. So stoking the fire. The goal is not to be on digestive enzymes and betaine HCl forever. The goal is to remove what is suppressing the production of that, introduce and start to train your body to produce digestive enzymes, to have proper bile production, to have proper HCl production so that you do not need digestive support forever. When we're talking about terrain and autoimmunity, Hashimoto's is not just about thyroid antibodies. It's also about immune confusion or molecular mimicry. So our terrain asks, what is inflamed or what is confusing your immune system to make your body attack itself? Some disruptors could include leaky gut or gut dysbiosis, mold, viruses like Epstein-Barr virus, blood sugar swings, depleted micronutrients, and even stressors like unprocessed trauma. So all of these things create this confusion within the body, this confusion of why is my body attacking itself? So instead of always targeting, okay, these inflammatory markers, which don't really tell you where the inflammation is coming from, the better question to ask is, why is my body inflamed? How can I remove, for example, if it's mold, if it's insulin resistance, how can I support proper blood sugar regulation? How can I remove mold from my body and my home? And then how can I rebuild my system, my inner terrain? Because mold exposure is going to happen. Every single building I walk into in a very dry climate like Boulder, Colorado, brown stain on the ceiling in my daughter's gymnastics gym, at the Walgreens, at the Safeway, everywhere. And so it's not if you get exposed, but how can you make your terrain so robust and resilient that you don't get brain fog, it doesn't take you down? Some of the things we focus on when we're talking about terrain-based support, so not just removing and killing, but supporting your body's own natural immune system and natural defense. We want to seal that leaky gut, so seal the gut lining. We want to modulate any sort of immune reactions with lifestyle, getting enough sleep, vagal tone, nervous system regulation, repairing the gut, which we talked about earlier, like L-glutamine, restoring depleted nutrients like iron, selenium, vitamin D, omega-3s, and then training the immune system to tolerate in small doses, making your immune system resilient enough such that if you did get exposed to mold, you could handle it in small doses and still function as a human being. Let's talk about terrain and mold. It's not just about getting mold out of your body. And it's not just about getting out of mold. It's about not being taken down if you walk into a hotel room with a moldy HVAC. As we know, mold can damage mitochondria, can cause leaky gut, can suppress the immune system. So I travel. I have strategies, and there's other podcasts that talk about this, of like how to travel and avoid mold exposure or through your vacation or your travel without having it take you down. So a terrain-based mold strategy would be this. Obviously, ideal to not get exposed, but very hard to avoid. So strategies would be opening up drainage pathways, drainage first always, getting your bile moving with something like Tudka, lymph support, making sure you're not getting constipated, supporting your bowels, gentle targeted binders while you're there, something like charcoal, zeolite or bentonite clay, pectin. If you want to go the prescription route, I travel cholestyramine, bringing things to beef up your mitochondria, like CoQ10, glutathione, B vitamins, Mold zaps your mitochondria, so let's make them resilient as possible. Nervous system regulation and nervous system work is a non-negotiable when it comes to mold. So any sort of limbic retraining, gentle movement, like thyroid strong workouts, breath work. I love the app Your Daily Health, or another app that's like a little bit more work to get into called Primal Trust. But these are the things I do in addition to getting outside, getting fresh air, trying not to be in the moldy room. Maybe it's switching rooms. So let's talk about why being robust matters. Sometimes as we are on our health journey, we get feeling isolated, not only that no one gets us, but also that we're killing, removing, almost tying ourselves to this like perfection. The goal is not to live in a bubble, is to have a body that can handle life. Like I said before, you're gonna get exposed. Maybe it's to gluten at the restaurant, mold at a friend's house. Maybe it's a virus on a plane. I just got exposed flying back from Europe, kind of got taken down for like a week. But I think old Emily, who did not take care of her immune system and her gut health, and rebuilt that, would probably get taken down for like 3 weeks. The question is, will that exposure take you out for weeks, or will you bounce back in days? The terrain theory is the roadmap to bounce back quicker and more resilient. So some takeaways. Not a lot of people talk about this, and a lot of functional medicine docs miss this because they focus so much on the remove phase that the rebuild phase kind of gets lost. Sometimes I will sprinkle in the rebuild phase. So for example, I just had a client do a conventional approach to addressing H. pylori, which is two antibiotics and a proton pump inhibitor. She then was going to address a parasite, which is more antibiotics, different ones, and an antiparasitic. And I go, you know what? Let's rebuild your gut between the H. pylori antibiotics and the parasite antibiotics and antiparasitics. And so we did a 30-day gut rebuilding. She felt really good before going into the parasite treatment. Let's recap. Healing is not just about protocols. It's becoming more resilient and robust over time. Gut bugs, toxins, mold, these are all going to test your terrain, and it is inevitable. It's not if, but when you will get exposed. So I think the goal is not to play whack-a-mole with every single symptom and start to build an ecosystem that is sterile, one that can thrive under stress. I talk about this a lot. Instead of avoiding stress or de-stressing or kind of shying away from stress, how can we really lean into stress and use it to our advantage? And part of this is making yourself super resilient and robust and building an ecosystem, an inner ecosystem, like an inner rainforest that thrives under stress, leans into it and leverages it to get us moving, to get momentum, to build something beautiful like a business or a family. Okay, what are next steps? I mentioned some supplements, I mentioned some lifestyle factors, but if you want really personalized help building your terrain, go deeper with me with one-on-one root cause functional medicine coaching. We identify the triggers behind fatigue, bloat, autoimmune flares. I will drop a link in the show notes to jump on a call to see if we're a good fit working together. And the goal is not only to remove the triggers, but also to rebuild the terrain. Because I truly believe, and you know, I work with a lot of moms, the mothers of the world, if they had more energy, if they felt like their best self, if they had more confidence, if they had more patience and presence with their kid, like all that goodness would radiate to their kids, to their family, to their husbands, the world would be a better place. So if we had more resilient, robust moms, not saying that they're not, just by nature, hello, we push out babies. But after, in that postpartum period, in the period of raising your kids, being able to play with them instead of sitting on the park bench and being like, go to the playground, mommy's tired, the world would be a better place. So if you are looking for help from a root cause approach, there is a link in the show notes. Jump on a call. We'll see if we're a good fit. I've helped hundreds of women with Hashimoto's heal, get better, feel like themselves again, go hiking with their kids, go wakeboarding, not drink 4 monster drinks a day to get their energy back. It is incredible the transformation I see with the ladies. All right, ladies, I hope this was a little different and interesting and grabbed your attention, and I will see you next week.